Okay, Molly, now you can answer that question. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I forgot to do that.
Okay.
Wait, what did you gain from the you said the discipline. It's the discipline of doing it five times a day.
Yeah. Well, it is also in other areas in life, not only in reading or thinking about like an attitude.
Okay. So the discipline of it. What else do we gain from it? And this, the floor is open. If there could be a proverbial floor on a conference call line, open. Molly says discipline.
Papa?
Say that again. Mutual support. The mutual support?
Yeah.
Okay, how so?
Well, just knowing that other people are trying to improve themselves is not feeling so alone in the project.
Okay. And Larry, now that you're on the line, I'm going to put you on the spot again because Larry wasn't able to get on with us last week. Larry, occupational background in like 30 seconds or less, and that's a lot because you've had quite a few over the decades.
Well, yeah, it's pretty simple. I've spent about half my life professionally flying airplanes and about half of it in sales, of which 12 years I own my own business, buying and reconditioning equipment.
Okay.
That was about it.
And Larry's a new silver to Nikken after his wife has used the products, and Larry's also used the products for 22 years. And
yeah,
went silver.
Okay.
Yeah, long time. So went silver 10 months ago. Larry, if there was a Nikken product that you couldn't live without, what would it be?
Probably the water.
The water.
I've been using high pH water for a little longer than Nikken has had their system. If they'd have had it, I would have saved myself a lot of money. And that's still my most favorite product. However, the thing that got me terribly excited about it last year was the Kenko Touch. I could probably still live without it, but it's become a pretty important part of both myself and Pat's agenda when we have issues. Because we go to that first and then try something else if that doesn't work.
It works great. Larry, what do you want to get out of this course, or where would you like to be 12 weeks from now?
I would like to get two silvers, two people that are really interested in doing this as much as I am, and develop, this is pretty, maybe I should have a higher goal, but I would say if I could just get three people that would be on AutoShip every month, that would be amazing. If I could just do that.
Okay. No, I like the specifics of that. And you brought a little conviction to the rest of the group. I can tell. I just have that vibe I'm feeling. Okay. Going back to that other question, and maybe Larry, you already answered it, but the mutual support is crucial. Molly said discipline. What else have we gained or gleaned from reciting that mantra every day?
I agree totally with Molly about discipline. And the one that really, really strikes home is forming positive habits. Because it's way too easy for me to get off on other things and not call when I'm supposed to, and just, you know, in general, not be doing business the way it should be done. So
Sandy, the positive habits and the daily disciplines are the work ethic of doing the follow-up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. It always sometimes is so much easier when, for some people, when they're working a job, sorry, my pager went off and I was just kind of startled. The wind is blowing like 25, 30 miles an hour and somebody decided they need to be rescued in the water right now. And that's not something that I'm going to go out and take part in. And besides, you guys are my way out. Like, oh no, that's not going to be fun. It's already dark. It's not fun to get in the water after dark when it's this cold out. But anyways, Sandy, those daily disciplines, but also I like the fact that you phrased it that way, is establishing those good habits. And that's point number two, or in the second line. My I Can attitude allows me, or basically, I look at it, it forces me to form positive habits, good habits. I will choose. It's a choosing what comes out of my mouth, what I align myself with. Okay? What else?
Hey, Vance, this is Jeannie.
Go ahead, Jeannie.
This go-round, I noticed myself, I'm more flexible in my thinking and realize that I get very rigid in my scheduling of myself. And, for instance, and this falls under choosing positive habits, too, and discipline goes along with, all of that goes along with it. But I started in November with an exercise class, knowing that once I get my physical body going and doing things, I become more disciplined in my life. And so, anyway, I couldn't make the class tomorrow morning because I have an appointment with someone. And so I decided I would go this afternoon. And I don't really like to go in the afternoon. I like to go in the morning. So I went. I did it. I feel great. I met a couple of new gals there. And so I became a little bit more flexible today.
That's hard when, I mean, I don't know if I dare want to suggest these three letters, but that OCD that some of us have, it's tough to break out of that.
Yeah.
And this is...
And I don't want to go there. I find the older I get, the more OCD I get, and I don't want to go there, so... This is helping me with that.
Okay. Okay. Who else? What else did you glean from this? And I want to be very careful, as William says over and over, we don't do negative and we don't hang out with negative people. So this is not a thing to beat yourself up, because you'll hear in lesson number two, right out of the gate, if you miss a few days, it's okay. It's not the perfection of our lives, but the direction. Okay, that's not my quote. I learned that years ago from our pastor. And that's what needs to be synonymous with this, that, okay, what am I learning as we go forward? And it's really crucial to get 21 days in a row of reading through this five times, and then actually even starting to commit to committing it to memory.
Hi, this is Catherine. I would just
go ahead,
like,
Catherine.
Thank you. I would just like to add that in kind of in the same spirit of what you just said, the importance of being affirmative and being gentle with yourself and using the repetition as a way to gently change habits. I think that when you do things slowly and incrementally rather than abruptly, hard edge to them, you're more successful with the gentle approach.
Mm-hmm. I would say that on that note, Catherine, that, Larry mentioned, I'd like to have three auto ships, per month. adding three, you know, per month. And that being the intention, sometimes we can literally beat ourselves up if we introduce somebody to the nutritional products and they don't choose AutoShip, even though that we presented that, hey, this is something that would really save you some money. Because in the end, the beautiful thing about not getting somebody on AutoShip for any of the nutritionals is we actually generate more income. So it's, you know, that's, it kind of falls right in line with what you're saying, that, you know, taking a more gentle approach and not being so legalistic, that's hard, but at the same time, numbers do increase, but easing your way into it, rather than, because, why are the workout facilities, the gyms, Bally's Fitness, 24-hour fitness, Crunch, why are they packed to the gills right now? Because everybody's made this hardcore resolution, and in another month from now, they'll be cleaned out empty. Because people, we tend to beat ourselves up, and we go a couple days, and we don't allow ourselves to be flexible, as Jeannie said, and try a different approach. There's lots more things that we can glean from reading this, and I'm curious what some of the other of you learned from it. Yes, go ahead.
Excellent. Since I'm a newbie, this is my first time being a part of your wonderful I Can attitude. I'm looking at this that I'm gonna eventually memorize. I'm looking at it like a proverb, and I'm focusing on the verbs and the action, and I'm looking at it as just like we have, you know, we have 31 proverbs that covers months, and you know, I'm just adding it as like another proverb, as I'm looking at the actions and I'm really visualizing all this will enhance my life, and it's already started, but I know it will be much richer as we go along our journey. And
okay.
I don't know if that makes sense, and my tongue kind of jarbled.
No. I got it. Rather than looking at it as a list of six scripted, you know, topics,
looking
at it as a proverb that these are wise sayings, and when applied, they will bring change and growth. Yeah, that's good. That's great, actually.
That's what I'm getting from it.
Okay. Anyone else want to share?
Yes, Vance?
Yes, go ahead, Vera.
Hi. Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Vance, for doing this. I know there is many people out there that need this kind of support. And for myself, everything is timing. And I feel like there is timing for me now to get away from negative and be positive people.
Okay.
And because it makes big difference for me and for my family, for my grandkids. Just talk to my grandmother and telling her what I started doing. And she is so excited. I also sent her the poem which I was reading every day. The New Day poem, and send it to her, and she's so excited about this poem, not just that for herself, to use that every day, but also that we can mentor each other together. So it's very, very nice and positive thing for me to do, and also share with my grandchildren and people I know that looking out there for positive.
Okay.
Yeah, so for myself, it's mainly to regain focus again back to Nikan and sharing what I know and what I love to share, and mainly to stay healthy myself and just being positive.
Fantastic. All right. Any other, and I can specifically say ladies because Larry shared. I don't believe Steve's on the line. Any of the other ladies want to share what you gleaned from it thus far? Because it only gets better from here. So if there's any, even a simple insight.
Hi, this is Sandra.
Good evening, Sandra.
I've noticed I'm less tolerant of negative. And sometimes, depending on who I'm with, I just have to close my mouth. And what I realize is I am making a decision not to speak so that I don't inflame the situation. And it's good because sometimes I would have spoken too quickly. And wherever I am, church, wherever, the other person needed to say what they're saying, but sometimes when it goes so negative, I just want to say, stop. But I'm noticing how much negative goes on around us, and people don't even realize it. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to focus on what I can do, and that it's my decision.
And sometimes we'll find that when we take that approach, people are going to look at us and they'll actually cut their conversation shorter when we walk into their presence. If we let it be known that we really just don't want to get into the negativity. Because it doesn't produce anything at all. So it's a really, really good point. And as we memorize these 6 points, you'll find that that just falls to the wayside, because when you bathe your mind, and it's not just the positive concepts, it's bathing our mind in, I like what Linda pointed out, it's proverbs, it's wisdom, it's truth. Larry and I were talking about this earlier today. Herb Rapp was talking about this morning on the Nikan prayer call, that there's tons of wisdom out there. But sometimes some people they don't accept it. And the wisdom of this is that it's life-changing truth when it's applied. So I am absolutely thrilled to be doing this with everybody. And I will echo what you'll hear this week in lesson number 2, that it's about our mind, and it really is bathing our minds in these truths. And as you listen from this point forward, still, the homework gets doubled up for the next 2 weeks, okay? Still reading through that 5 times a day, memorizing the first section, my I can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My I can attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day. That should be, a week from now, committed to memory. And eventually, I'm praying, my prayer for you is that you find yourself first thing in the morning, like I do, before your feet even hit the floor. That's what's coming out of your lips. If you're married, obviously you don't have to say it out loud and wake up your significant other if they sleep longer than you do, like mine does. That would be rude, okay? I can tell you the red-headed Texan would not be liking me at all if I woke up in the morning saying it out loud. No, I just muttered, you know, my lips, and it just, that's what I say, and a couple other things before I get out of bed. The first aspect, the first point, memorized by next week, and then still continuing to read through it 5 times a day. Again, we're going for 21 days in a row. And then thirdly is listening to lesson 2 at least once a day. And if you need to double up because you know you're going to miss a day, but at least listen to the truth. And you can, let me give you a hint, by the way, you don't have to listen to the opening comments with Michael and Mike and William. You can figure out how far into it and then just move the cursor up so you don't have to listen to that, you know, on days 2 and 3, unless you really want to hear their comments again. That's totally up to you. But the real meat of each one of these lessons is when Marty starts teaching. And each lesson, and if you read it, you'll see that some lessons are longer than others. I would encourage you, whatever your preference is, at least do it one time the other way. Like if you listen to it every single day this week, read it at least once. And if you like to read it every single day, listen to it at least once. Because you'll get a different perspective both times. And as Marty challenges us, each time you do it, make a note. I have a file on my phone that's simply titled, in my notes section, I Can't. And I have it broken down by lessons. And it's amazing from when, now this being my fifth time, my different thoughts that are totally different for each lesson than when I've gone went through it the first time, the second time, third time, fourth time. I'm blown away because you get different things each time you go through it. So, any questions, comments, concerns?
This is Carol, and I just wanted to say that going through this again and having them already memorized has really saved me in the situation in right now.
Yeah.
I repeat throughout the day more than five times a day, just holding on to that with what I'm dealing with.
Okay.
Like riding a bike. Yes.
Say that last point again, Carol.
It's like riding a bike. You don't forget.
Like riding a bike. Absolutely. For you, it would be like riding a horse, right?
Right.
Yeah. Just get back on.
Yep.
Yep. And if you really want to have fun, it'd be like Addie riding a bike down our driveway, which she has yet to do. I'm hoping she won't. It's a little steep. All right. Well, yes, go ahead.
Could you repeat the homework again? I got the first part. You said commit the first paragraph to memory by next week.
Yep, first paragraph to memory, and then read it, continuing to read through five times a day.
Uh-huh.
And then listening to lesson number two or reading it once a day.
Listen or read lesson number two.
And SaturdayAMLive.com. Move down that page just a little bit, and you will see the I Can 2 tab. It's over on the right-hand side. There's a bunch of little tabs organized. It looks like a file drawer. Click on the I Can 2 tab, and then go all the way to the very, very bottom, and you'll find lesson number 2.
Okay, once a day until the next call.
Say that again.
Read or listen to lesson number 2 once a day until the next call?
Correct. That's it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And Marty says 7 times, for the next 7 days, I like to give you a pass. If you need to take a day off or want to take a day off, absolutely.
Okay.
I attempt to do that. And I attempt. Usually on Sunday, I don't do anything. Texting, phone calls, that's one thing. But usually I'm not doing any physical stuff. But yesterday, Larry caught me up on a roof. He did, literally. But it was just much easier to do it on the way home from church, and the family was in complete support. They went and grabbed a bite to eat while I did a roof cleaning for a second cousin. And but instead of getting paid, I traded him for a summer vacation next summer for the whole family, for at least one night at their, what are you going to call it, a getaway cabin in Central Oregon. So it was a win-win.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to wish you all a very, very pleasant evening, and I look forward to next Monday night. And I don't think there was anything else I wanted to let you know. So, thanks everybody. Talk to you real soon.
Thank you.